Understanding Tonsillitis, a comprehensive guide. Tonsillitis is an infection of the tonsils, two pads of tissue located at the back of the throat. It is caused by a virus or bacteria and can be accompanied by other symptoms such as enlarged lymph nodes and fever. Tonsillitis can affect adults and children and may require medical attention if not appropriately treated. This guide will cover everything you need to know about tonsillitis, including its causes, symptoms, and treatments. A brief introduction to tonsillitis. Tonsillitis is an infection that can cause a sore throat and make you feel swollen. There are different types of tonsillitis, but the most common type is caused by either a virus or bacteria. This infection can affect people of all ages, from young children to adults. The importance of understanding tonsillitis. Understanding tonsillitis and how to treat it properly is crucial, as it can be painful and cause complications if left untreated. Additionally, different treatments are available depending on the type of infection you have. Knowing tonsillitis's signs, symptoms, and treatments can help you quickly recognize when you or a loved one is suffering from this condition and get proper care. What is tonsillitis? So you were diagnosed with tonsillitis and want to know more about it. We've got you covered. Definition and overview of tonsillitis. Tonsillitis occurs when the tonsils, the two oval-shaped tissue pads at the back of your throat, become inflamed due to a bacterial or viral infection. This inflammation often results in symptoms such as a sore throat, difficulty swallowing, and painful swollen, enlarged tonsils. The role of tonsils in the immune system. The tonsils play a crucial role in the immune system by trapping germs that could enter your airways and cause infection. When the tonsils become infected, they become inflamed and swollen, which can cause pain and discomfort. Is strep throat the same as tonsillitis? Though strep throat and tonsillitis have similar symptoms, they are not the same condition. Strep throat is caused by a specific type of bacteria, streptococcal bacteria, while tonsillitis can be caused by either a virus or other bacteria. Additionally, a strep infection may cause more severe symptoms than tonsillitis. A streptococcal infection can be treated by antibiotics, whereas a viral infection cannot. Therefore, getting a diagnosis from your doctor is essential so you can receive the proper treatment. Different varieties of tonsillitis. There are three primary diagnoses for tonsillitis: acute, recurrent, and chronic. Acute tonsillitis. Acute tonsillitis is a temporary condition that often comes on quickly and lasts for several days. Symptoms usually last around 3 to 4 days, but may persist for up to 2 weeks. Recurrent tonsillitis. Recurrent tonsillitis refers to multiple episodes of acute tonsillitis within a year. Individuals with recurrent infections experienced several instances of the illness, leading to frequent sore throats and swollen tonsils. Chronic tonsillitis. Chronic tonsillitis, on the other hand, is a persistent infection that lasts longer than acute. This chronic infection is characterized by persistent sore throat, bad breath, enlarged tonsils, and swelling or irritation in the surrounding tissue. Chronic tonsillitis can be caused by viral and bacterial tonsillitis infections, including the Streptococcus bacteria, which is also responsible for strep throat. Causes of tonsillitis. Both viral and bacterial infections can cause tonsillitis. Viral infections leading to tonsillitis. Viral tonsillitis is more common and often resolves on its own. This type of tonsillitis is typically caused by common viruses such as the flu, colds, or mono. Bacterial infections causing tonsillitis. Bacterial tonsillitis, on the other hand, is less common and often requires antibiotics to treat. The most common bacteria responsible for this type of infection is group A Streptococcus gas, which can also cause strep throat. The difference between bacterial and viral tonsillitis. The difference between these two types of tonsillitis is that to treat bacterial tonsillitis, the patient typically requires antibiotics, while viral tonsillitis does not. Furthermore, symptoms of bacterial and viral infections can be quite similar, so it is important to see a doctor if you experience any of the signs of an infection for more than a few days. Chronic tonsillitis can be caused by either viral or bacterial infections. Tonsillitis symptoms. Tonsillitis occurs with a variety of symptoms. Depending on which type of tonsillitis you have, your symptoms may vary. Common tonsillitis symptoms. The most common symptoms of tonsillitis include sore throat, swollen red tonsils, trouble swallowing, sore lymph nodes, hoarseness or loss of voice, and fatigue. Other symptoms include fever, bad breath, stuffy nose, and upset stomach. Some people may also experience difficulty breathing, mainly if the tonsils are large. If bacterial tonsillitis is not treated promptly, it can lead to complications such as an abscess, a pocket of pus, or even rheumatic fever. Chronic tonsillitis symptoms. If you suffer from chronic tonsillitis, you may experience different symptoms than those associated with acute or recurrent tonsillitis. These can include frequent sore throat, bad breath, and trouble swallowing food. Additionally, the tonsils may be enlarged and red, and there may be white or yellow patches of pus on them. How recurrent tonsillitis presents itself. If you experience recurrent tonsillitis, your symptoms may vary from one episode to the next. This can include sore throat, swollen tonsils, fever, and difficulty swallowing. The lymph nodes on either side of your neck may also be tender or swollen. This can be the first sign of an episode of recurrent tonsillitis. Diagnosis of tonsillitis. Diagnosing acute, chronic, and recurrent tonsillitis usually involves a physical examination and a throat swab to identify the cause of the infection. This procedure shouldn't hurt, but it may cause some minor discomfort. Your doctor may also order a blood test to check for signs of infection, such as an elevated white blood cell count. The importance of an accurate diagnosis. Getting an accurate diagnosis of tonsillitis is important, as it can help your doctor identify the best treatment plan for you. Additionally, bacterial infections require antibiotics, while viral infections do not, so it's essential to know which type of infection you have before beginning any treatment. Complications of tonsillitis. Tonsillitis can cause some severe complications if left untreated. These include further infections, abscesses in the throat, and difficulty breathing. It's important to seek medical treatment if you experience any of these symptoms as soon as possible. Short-term complications. Short-term complications of tonsillitis may include peritonsillar abscess. A peritonsillar abscess is an abscess in the area around the tonsils, which can cause severe pain and trouble swallowing. Treatment for this complication usually involves draining the abscess and antibiotics to clear up any remaining infection. Tonsillar cellulitis. Cellulitis of the tonsils is an infection of the lymphatic tissue surrounding the tonsils, which can cause swelling and difficulty swallowing. Treatment for this condition usually involves antibiotics to clear up any remaining infection.